Yeah, man, no problem. I'll help you out.
Heard you might be on the ice bucket tomorrow.
Yes, I've got a little bit of a challenge, so I most certainly will be there.
Who called you out?
John Lynch did, and so I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it in memory of one of my ex-teammates who recently passed of ALS, Paul Najarian from Minnesota. He was a college teammate and roommate of mine, so I'm most certainly going to do it in his honor.
A little more meaning.
Yes, it does. It's got some personal meaning to me, so I'm honored that John Lynch called me out on it, and I'm going to most certainly call a couple of people out as well.
Ryan, we talked at length about this yesterday, but any more kind of plan for Cam Sunday?
No, just other than the fact that, you know, he'll start off, he'll play the first quarter, and we'll evaluate the whole situation, set of circumstances. I mean, if we're playing well, doing some good things, offensive line shoring up, we'll continue with him into the second. If not, you know, hey, we got to be smart about this and, you know, make a decision.
Sounds like a lot of it will be hand in hand with how the line plays then.
Yes, most certainly, most certainly. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's done some really good things. We've had some really good practices, so I'm excited to see him out on the football field.
You have to be pleased with the extra work that yes. everybody's. They're leaving no stone unturned, it seems.
Right. Well, there's no reason to. I mean, we've got a lot to prove, and you know, we most certainly do want to give ourselves the opportunity to win. And the only way you can do this is by working hard. And so we got a lot of guys that are doing the right things. We just got to make sure everybody's doing the right things.
You started working more, Kelvin, in double teams to see how it's going to take a
yes.
down in
yes.
the games.
Yes. We've done some things where they've you know, defensively, we've done some things to put him in a situation where he's being jammed, where he's being pressed, where he's being doubled, he's being rolled to. So, you know, it's just he's got to have to get used to it.
How's he done with that?
He's done pretty well. You know, it's again, it's probably a little bit different from what he had experienced in college, but still, you know, in this game, it's really is a matter of how you handle it, and he's done a pretty good job.
Anderson Russell, Anderson Russell.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's been out there working a bit with the ones. What have you seen him improve on since the injury ended his year last year?
Well, you know, he's a physical football player, smart football player, and it's really just learning to develop the technique and continue to work on the technique. And he's done a nice job. He has, and he's earned an opportunity for us to take a closer look, and we'll see how he handles it and whether he takes advantage of the situation.
Any update on Chase?
No, he went to get the an MRI yesterday, and it came back okay. He's going to see the doctor. In fact, he should be seeing the doctor right now.
He's out this week.
Yes, Chase won't play.
I don't know that we asked you last week how Edmund's surgery went.
Went well from what I understand, and now it's all about the rehab.
On Philly Brown, is the speed he offers something you guys really need among your receivers and returners? Is that sort of one thing you've got lacking of that group?
Well, I think, you know, as far as speed, I mean, we've got it with Taquan as well. But Philly does bring a speed, a quickness, a little underneath present that's important, especially in what we want to do offensively. And then to have that top end speed guy as far as your punt returner is concerned is a good situation. And he'll get an opportunity this week to show us what he can do. You know, he did it very well in college, especially his junior year. He didn't have to do it as much as senior year, but, you know, we'll go back and look at his junior tape. There's some really good stuff on him.
Given what you said about Underwood and his somewhat unique skill set, I mean, are you really wanting him to make this team?
Absolutely. I mean, you want them all to win, but what you want is you want the best players. And if he can prove to us he's one of the best players, then most certainly, because he's got a skill set that we'd like to have.